back to Mailbag.
Mailbag.
We've just been getting tons of emails and tons of phone calls on our voicemail, and so we are going to go through some of them now, answer them. Hopefully, it's some red-hot smoking takes in here that we can have a good time with, but even if they're not, we'll just make fun of you either way. So
what did you just say?
Red-hot smoking takes.
Oh, takes. I thought you said cakes. I was excited for about 3 seconds.
Cakes, delicious.
Mm. If you want to reach out and have your emails or phone calls answered, here's how you do that. thisshowistrash@gmail.com. Send us an email with your opinions about the movies that we're covering. And you can also call the show, 262-757-8567. And we will have your voicemails. Don't worry, we're not going to pick up. It'll go straight to voicemail, and we'll have them here played on the show as well. Sound good, guys?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Should we dive in here? We got an email from Chris Shameless.
Shameless?
He says, hey, guys, since some of you are professional wrestling fans, I have an interesting question for you. Of all the classic intense wrestling promos, which one would win the Will Patton Award for intensity in your opinion? And since Hulk Hogan is too easy of an answer, it can't be a Hulk Hogan promo.
Oh, no,
promo.
It's not Hulk Hogan.
So who do we think is the Will Patton Award winner for wrestling promos?
I would go Ultimate Warrior.
I second that.
Yeah?
I would second that.
I mean, Macho's good, too, but
Macho Man would have it dialed up to
always.
Cup of coffee in the morning. Coffee in the big time.
I would go with Rowdy Piper.
Is there a specific promo or just in general?
All of them.
All of them.
He lived to piss people off. It's great.
When he would be getting his arms going. And
You know, never throw rocks at a man who has a machine gun.
That's right.
That's great.
I think for me, if it's like an overall Will Patton Award for intensity, I'm going Macho Man just because the dude was wound so tight. I think at any point, he could have almost snapped his own neck. It was like so. But a specific promo it's got to be put the plane into a nosedive.
Hook.
That one.
The pilot has already made the sacrifices.
No water, no food.
Just mannerism.
That's got to be one of the best promos I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I love
the exercise been blown out.
I loved when Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior teamed up. And they would cut promos together,
right?
And it was like one would try and top the next one, and you're just like, it's too much.
Macho's trying to cut a promo, and Warrior's moving into his shot in front of him and stuff, you know, right?
Yeah, just to annoy him. It was great.
Freaking hilarious, dude. Chris said, for me, it's a toss-up between Warrior's WrestleMania 6 promo about the airplane or Macho Man's WrestleMania 5 promo towards Hogan, which was another great one.
That's another great
one. I swear they hosed these guys down before, because he would just be like dripping wet before he went in there to give these freaking promos with his pinky. Everything he pointed at was like this, brother.
I think I watched the one with the cream to the rise to the top.
Oh my God. Came out with a little cup of cream.
And they keep disappearing and coming back. And he's just like doing Macho Man magic. It's great.
That's right. Good question there, Chris. We appreciate that, buddy. Let's go to our next email. Here comes from Matt Houston. Matt says, just wanted to say, love the show. I just recently found it and watched the Jaws 2 episode on YouTube.
Yes.
And I'm going back and listening to some of the first episodes. Fantastic. Jingle All the Way is probably my number one Christmas movie that I can watch year-round. And I've actually started a list of movies from the episodes of movies that I either haven't seen all the way through or some that I've never watched at all. Keep up the great works, from Matt Houston. So
I love that. Yeah. I love that our fans are coming out and they're just like creating ways to watch how they want to watch the movies and intertwine the show. It's awesome.
So if we had to give some advice here to Mr. Matt Houston, is there any movies we'd just be like, just don't write that one down? I know what one you would say.
Yeah, which is?
Santa with Muscles.
Perfect, yes, exactly.
Just that, skip that one.
And the one we have on our little desk right here.
Boyfriend School.
Those are two I would say just stay away.
Just skip those.
You don't want that.
No,
you don't
watch them. You can listen to the episode, but watch them. Yeah,
there's some that I think could definitely be avoided. I think, Bob, is there any that you would just say? Desert Heat. Cross that one off.
Just cross that one off.
You don't need to watch Danny Trejo massage Van Damme's feet.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that makes everybody uncomfortable.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do have one. Ishtar.
Oh, yeah.
That's another ball of crap.
Cross that one off. That one was pretty rough. And, yeah, Santa with Muscles, I think probably I would join you in that one being pretty, pretty crappy. But I think definitely watch Mr. No Legs if you can find it.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
Winners Take All, for sure.
Yes.
Hands of Steel.
Yes.
Gymkata.
What's the Rolling Vengeance?
Rolling Vengeance.
Another one. Breaker.
Vindicator.
Yep.
Also. So, like, there's tons of them. You should watch most of them, I think.
Yeah.
Just leave out.
Maybe one last thing. I would say if you're going to get in some really bad movies, do not watch them alone.
Oh,
yeah. Get some friends. Get some beers. And have some fun watching crappy movies, because that's what's the entertaining part.
100%.
Because if you try to watch these things by yourself.
Yeah.
There's
a few that are good even by yourself, but for the most part, they're better with
people. Have a bad movies rule night, man.
Yeah. Just
Friday night. Get some buddies over.
Totally
get some pizza,
recommend
get
that.
Some wine.
Heck yeah, dude. Vince Hines wrote in. Hey, Vince. He goes, hey, BMR crew, back to be a pest, then back to lurking with a question. recommendation, since it is Super Bowl season. My question is, if you could draft a simple game of pickup football with characters in the movies we've covered to go against Team Steven Seagal, who are you picking as a group, of course, to make
this
it
is a good question.
Easier? As for my movie, can you do a good movies rule for football movies? A poll, maybe. Oh, we could do a football movie. I love The Replacements. That's probably one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
I enjoyed the Adam Sandler remake.
Oh, Longest Yard. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Not sure what all qualifies, but tis the sports season. Till next time, have a good day. All right, who are we drafting to beat Team Steven Seagal onto our
Well, you got to have team. All the main guys. You got to have Hulk Hogan.
For sure.
What about Schwarzenegger?
Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Right?
Schwarzenegger.
Kevin Nash.
He's
been Arnold in four or five
Stallone,
of the
Chuck
now.
Norris.
But can they play football, though?
Doesn't matter.
If it's
Seagal. Seagal's going to be in a chair.
Rolling.
I think we got to have, our wide receivers, okay? You got to have quick, fast guys.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So maybe.
Jim Carrey?
We could have Jim Carrey. From Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have him on there. His sons can be offensive linemen.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. I like it.
Mr. No Legs could be the kicker.
Yes. 100%. Okay. Would he shotgun it?
Yep. He would shotgun that thing.
Okay.
He would definitely be in the shotgun formation.
Yes.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You know who else? You knew should also be the other wide receiver. Kevin Bacon from Tremors, because he outran a graboid
yes
on the ground.
Yeah, and he was in Dirty Dancing. I mean, come on.
It's true.
He's got that footloose.
That's what you meant. He wasn't in Dirty Dancing.
I know.
Oh,
sorry. I messed it up. I tried to fix it.
Steve James has got to be on the team.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. 100%.
Middle linebacker?
No, either that or fullback.
Or fullback, either way. For sure. Got to have him on there.
Van Damme?
Is Van Damme going to have a spot on the team?
Absolutely.
He's the quarterback?
Chuck Norris?
No, yeah. He's not the quarterback.
I'll tell you what. I think all of these would be great. But you know who the damn coach is going to be, right?
Will Patton.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
That's right. Will Patton would just stand on the sidelines and stare.
That's right.
And and Steven Seagal would be like, all right, we're good.
That'd be freaking awesome, dude.
We're good.
That would be awesome. Hey, let's head to the phone lines and see.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
2:40 p.m. on the West Coast.
Oh, jeez.
And you could sit there and take it and go, oh, groan and pause and do whatever you want. But understand this.
I will do what I want.
And I just groan.
We literally just did.
Eric Valov.
How did you know?
Two people who have called in and written in that both give you the time update. So, yeah, it's getting out there. It's getting around. People are enjoying it. They're using it. Accept it. Live it.
Oh, good for you.
I don't understand, and if I seem a little irritable, is why. I'm getting so much hate because I paid Doc Pop a compliment, as much as it pains me to do so, and give credit where credit is due. But if you're asking me whether or not he's entertaining, mildly, when Ferrell is on, he is much more entertaining. It always has been. But I don't quite understand where Bob wanted this. You said send hate mail to Bob. You wanted a nemesis. I gave it to you. It was all fun and games, and now everyone seems to be coming here and sticking up for him like if he's just some kid who can't get picked on or I'm being mean. Well, you know what? The hell with all that. Bob can take it. He's been numb ever since that camp counselor incident back in 96.
How on the hell does he know about that? Listen, I'm always going to stand up for Bob because it's my brother. All right, Eric?
Bros before hoes.
And dudes from California.
Yeah.
Clint, this is the second time he's tried to, like, come for the smoke. Son, sit down. You don't want this. I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
wow.
The other one that really just shook me was Chris Caporelli. Congratulations, man. You know, good pick. Enjoyed your letter. Funny. There's no reason why Bob Hauser ever deserves an apology for anything. But that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Yep.
No, I doubt it. I do blame Stephanie for this, mildly, because she went on the story about how great he was and how kind he was when they were doing Psycho Hiker. You don't understand. The nice guy Bob was, the Psycho Hiker was not the actor. That was Bob. The nice guy afterwards, that's the act. He's not Christian Bale. He is Patrick Bateman.
Okay.
I think I'll just let that go. I'm going to go punch something.
All right. Well, that's an opinion. He's entitled to it.
Wow.
He got heated. I don't know why.
He sounds like he's locked in a closet. Is he trying to tell us? Like,
no, he's left at the bus stop.
That's what it was.
And then, I just want to let you know that.
He doesn't want to be too loud to me. Wake up his mom upstairs.
Seriously,
man,
that's what it is.
Bringing the heat in.
He's under his mom's bed where he lives.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's got to call from under there and go, shh. This is the only alone time I get when I'm not having to massage my mother's bunions. So I'm going to call and talk crap about some of the coolest dudes. Clint, Bob, Chris Caporelli.
Yeah.
All.
You want some of this? How about you call me out, buddy?
Yeah.
Jeez, this guy likes.
I'll come to the game.
Why do you think I need Ryan? Really? I don't get that. Why do you think that way?
I personally think you guys are a great team together. I enjoy when both of you guys are on the episode.
But I don't think Bob's any more entertaining because Farrell's here.
No, not at all.
I find it just hilarious that you think I need a puppet. I really appreciate, Eric, if you can take your head out of my ass and stop licking my turd, my butthole, so I could take a comfortable shit from time to time.
That's reasonable. That's a reasonable request.
Yes.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, that's funny.
But I don't get it. I think it's pretty
good. Apparently, clear. I need a puppet.
No, you don't.
Bob, apparently. Don't apologize for anything.
I'm not apologizing.
Good.
Well, I appreciate that. Eric, thanks for the call-in, man.
Thanks, man.
Tim Hostler is the next guy emailing the show. He goes, hey, all, big fan of your show. Found you guys and have been listening about 6 months.
Awesome.
My first exposure was the Me, Myself, and Irene episode.
Good one.
Yeah.
Straight up good movie, by the way. I've gone back and started at the beginning. I do the new episodes, mailbags, and an old episode or two before the new show's on Friday. And so I just finished the Jaws 2 episode. One thing about that movie and even the whole saga that's confusing is they kind of make it seem like it's the same shark that's just systematically wiping out the entire Brody family like some aquatic T-1000. Am I nuts? Or did we see the shark get its head blown off and sink to the bottom in the first movie? Unless the thing is Wolverine, I feel like they're insulting our intelligence a little bit.
It's not the same shark, right?
It's not, no.
Okay.
No, but it's...
They wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's just...
It regrew its head.
Yeah. I don't even know what this...
It's like an earthworm.
They thought about it.
Yeah. How can we figure out a way that the shark survived?
Nobody survives that.
No. There's no way. He goes, keep up the great work, you guys. You've become the only podcast I currently subscribe to.
Wow.
So thanks, Tim.
Awesome.
First time emailer. We appreciate you, man. Yeah, dude. I mean, eventually they just leaned into it so hard because by the fourth one, it is the shark and it is specifically coming for their family.
Is it the shark that knew the shark in the first one or is it supposed to be the shark from the first one?
No, I think it was like they're...
I've gone cross-eyed.
They were friends.
Exactly.
It was the first shark's cousin.
Yeah, that's right.
They were coming for vengeance.
They were in a group chat together.
Yeah.
I think we covered this on Jaws 2 when the other shark swims up to the blown off head carcass and goes, I will avenge you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What happened?
Exactly what happened.
And then the fourth one, at that point, you're like, it's brother, sister's, cousin's, former roommate.
Yes.
You know, by the time
what does that make
the
us?
Fourth one.
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you.
That's right. Love it.
You're welcome.
So good email there, Tim. We appreciate you, buddy. Next email comes in from Brandon Foor. Hey guys, I hope your new year is off to a good start and I just finished Jaws 2. Every episode I listen to, I feel like I get to know you guys and your group a little bit more. It now feels like I'm sitting with my friends, having a few drinks and talking crap with my buds.
Awesome.
Thanks for the laughs. Babe, appreciate that, Brandon, man.
That's what we want.
That's what we want, man. Wanted to ask if any of you guys have watched FUBAR. It's Arnold's first lead role in a long time. I haven't checked it out yet, but it looks like a True Lies redux. Waiting at the airport to head to Miami to see Tool at the Hard Rock.
That's cool.
Dude.
When did you send this email?
This was in January 18th, so just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Hope you enjoyed your concert.
Yeah, man.
Especially Tool.
At the Hard Rock. I've been to that Hard Rock down in Miami, the big new casino venue down there. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check it out on the flight. Lots of love. And Bob, don't let the haters get you down. You're the man.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
P.S. Seagal can still suck it.
So. There you go.
There you go.
That's right.
Solid.
What a solid email that from Brandon. That made me
sit up the chair.
That's right, buddy. I love it, man. Said he's back was the title on that. I think he was talking. Let's see here. Back to the phone lines.
Good morning, BMR.
Hey, is this Robin Williams?
Mark Cook, but that's about as much energy from Robin Williams that I can ever muster at 6:45 in the morning. Just wanted to call and say, love watching what you guys are doing, and both guys and ladies.
Nicole would be happy you said that.
Yeah, we can't forget the ladies.
Just want to say, went back, watched the, or listened to the previous episodes way back in the back catalog, and listened to the first mailbag episode.
Oh, wow.
And Bob was on it and says that he wanted hate mail.
Yeah,
I did. Congratulations. So you
there
can read.
Goes all sympathy that I have for Bob getting hate.
Thank you. But because the you obvious, asked for it, you nugget. I don't know where I'm getting sympathy from. I didn't ask for sympathy. I just literally said, give me hate mail. And all of a sudden, there's a Bob Army, and then there's the Eric Volov up my asshole army. Hey, you guys, I appreciate the kind words, and yeah. I appreciate the hate mail, so have fun with it. But thank you for staying the obvious. Congratulations.
You want a cookie?
Here's what he says.
Because you asked for it, Bob, f*** you.
Oh, thanks, also, man. Thank you.
Movie recommendation, the 1997 Rocket Man.
Ooh.
With Harlan Williams.
Isn't that the...
Last guy saw it was 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, so that hopefully helps out on there.
So Harlan Williams, is that the guy from Something About Mary that's doing the 7-minute abs or whatever?
I think that is him.
He was also in Down Periscope.
Okay, yeah.
He was the one who was doing the whale noises.
We'll have to add Rocket Man to the list if it qualifies, man. I haven't. That's not one that I'm familiar with. It.
I will say I like that movie.
You saw it?
I do. Yeah, that's a good Harlan Williams movie.
It said it's only a 20%er, dude.
I don't care,
Mark. I hope you enjoy.
You're talking to the guy that loves GPK. Like, of course, I'm gonna love
he
that.
Does
movie.
Like Garbage Pail Kids? So,
yeah. You like what you like, okay?
Yeah,
Professor Martini, always gonna be a memorable place right in my ass.
I think we got more from the same guy here. Hold on, another one.
Sorry, my phone shut on the signal. I just wanted to finish off by saying love you guys and ladies. Love listening to every episode. Keep doing what you're doing. See you later.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
at least it came out on a good note.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you. It's all good. Let's just keep the phone train rolling. Let's go to the next one here.
Hello, BMR crew.
Hello.
Just got done listening to your latest episode on Runaway. Hmm.
Okay.
I think that's what it was called. I wasn't really paying attention. Just wanted to say, hope
you started off perfect, man.
Hope you keep turning out the new episodes because I will be listening to each and every one.
Thanks, man.
I'm currently in southern Oklahoma. Not really much to look at, so.
Oklahoma or you?
No, he's saying Oklahoma's not much.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I just pictured my guy here just staring out a window.
Just
with
sitting
a
on a rocking chair.
Tumbleweed.
Just leaning back.
Yeah.
Talking. Yeah.
I love it, man.
That's awesome.
Your visual depictions on what's going on with these movies, even though I've never seen these movies, it like just gives my brain something to do rather than staring at a white line going dotting past my hood over and over and over.
Oh, he's a trucker.
He's a trucker.
Oh, nice.
That's what it is.
That's awesome. Dude, we have a lot of truckers.
A lot.
That listen to the show. We get emails, calls from them all the time.
Thank you for doing what you do.
100%. We love the truckers out there. Literally, the whole country would stop functioning without you guys.
Yeah, we love truckers.
Yeah, dude. And I've taken lots of long car trips, and I have been hypnotized by the line, wanting to fall asleep so many times. And so I'm happy if we give you something to listen to while that's happening. That's awesome, dude.
I listened to our first episode back in the heyday when I was driving to Colorado.
Oh, yeah?
I made a road trip all the way out there to do some vacationing.
Nice.
And that was the first Street Fighter.
There you go.
Over again. Also, I'm in a good mood. Oh, last weekend, my boss gave me a new truck. So nice. Now James and the gang doesn't sound like they're doing their podcast inside of a mailbox in a far distant lake. So anyway, hope you're having a happy new year and have a great rest of your day. It's your favorite trucker out.
Oh, that's nice. Dude, thanks for the call.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. We appreciate you, man. And to all the truckers that are out there listening, man, keep that thing rolling. Put the
pedal to the metal.
Yeah, with your high heels on, that Weird Al song.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was a great one.
Love that song.
Driving a big old truck. That's right. Pedal to the metal. Hope I don't run out of luck. Got these 18 wheels a rolling until the break of dawn. I'll be driving a truck with my high heels on.
Yes.
There you go.
Love it. Love it.
Nice.
Next email comes from Will Farrell, or Farwell. Sorry, Farwell.
Dang
it.
You had me hopes up here.
Sorry, buddy.
Damn it.
Dear BMR, how dare you fill my afternoons with laughter and smiles?
Sorry. Apologize.
We'll try not
to do it again.
Where do you get off talking about the movies I grew up watching?
In a sock. That's.
Oh, remind me not to do Joe's laundry.
It was an odd question, but I have to answer.
And why would I be doing
it? Oh, good for you.
It's a double one.
As a kid, but by now, I should say, you will realize that I love you guys.
Oh,
I hope so.
As a kid growing up in a single-parent home, my mother was always working, so I filled my time by watching every movie I could get my hands on. I watched all these movies, good or bad. I'm glad I wasn't alone. I don't know if you ever see this movie, but I would love you to explore Toys, starring the late, great Robin Williams.
You and I have talked about that one.
Yes, we have. I actually really like that movie.
I do, too.
It bombed hard.
Yeah.
I have watched it a million times because it's absolutely bonkers. Keep up the great work. Sincerely, William Farwell. William, that's a super cool email, dude. And so
it's a good ad too if we don't already have it on the list.
No, Toys is on the list, but I mean just in general, it's those people that grew up being babysat by a television set. You know, I watched tons and tons of movies because that's what we did, right?
Absolutely,
in front of the TV. And yeah, man, I'm glad that this is connected with you, dude. We appreciate you, brother. Let's go back to the phones.
Yes.
All right, looks like it's our old buddy.
Hey guys, it's DJ Campbell again.
Yeah.
I know I just left you the Jerker voicemail, but I was listening to that episode for Delta Force 2. You guys don't understand. Billy Drago was channeling the worst of the worst for his character. He wasn't high on heroin. He didn't know how to process all the fats and starch from Steven Seagal's diet. So he was literally just drained from channeling Steven Seagal. Because he was playing Steven Seagal. Just the skinny crackhead version of Steven. I can't, like, me and Jack Dean, when we watched it up for the watch party, that was the first time, I'm like, why is this guy playing, like, the witch version Steven Seagal? But I guess Steven Seagal is the witch version of Steven Seagal.
That's true.
That's
true. It's a multiverse of a multiverse.
Oh, gosh.
Just had to tell you guys that. Driving my way home, it's 3:32.
Don't you do that. Don't PM you give Eric the satisfaction.
Have a good one, guys.
Don't you give Eric the satisfaction of saying the time and where you are. Come on now.
How dare you?
But other than that, great take.
I think in the multiverse, Steven Seagal would be the exact same person. If there was a multiverse.
In every version.
Every version is exactly the same. I put money on it.
Just each version is 1 pound less.
But like, if there's an infinite number of multiverses and an infinite number of possibilities of Seagals, that means there's a universe somewhere where Steven Seagal is the president of the United States.
No, I think he's Steven Seagal in every universe.
Well, he's still Steven Seagal, but I'm saying there's one where he becomes the president.
No. He's still a piece of shit in every single universe. No, he is a overrated fat piece of shit in every single universe.
I get
you go to any universe, and they're like, oh, you have a Steven Seagal. Oh, yeah, he's a piece of crap.
They all talk about him the same way.
He's exactly the same person.
Hey, hey, do you guys have a Hulk Hogan? Yeah, he's great. He's president. Awesome. How about Steven Skull? No, he's
screw
he's
that crap. Guy.
Yeah. I want to follow up DJ's voicemail with an email he sent because I think this is a good thing that'll be good for us to discuss here. He goes, I have some good ideas for the show, which I always appreciate. You guys have ideas for the show? Write them in. He goes, besides more shirtless Bob. That's his first request. Goes, okay. So it's been a while since you took your shirt off. When you ripped it off for Mr. Nanny, I think was the last time.
It was beginning of last year.
And you came in here cold. In lingerie for
Waterworld.
It's been
cold. I did.
That's right.
I missed that episode.
It's good. So hear me out. I know when we do the patron polls, the loser gets booted off the list, which is true. It does. Why not have an end of year special where all 12 losers from every month gets voted for and the winner gets made into an episode? That's one. Here's the other. We all enjoy a good snack for movies, but we have not had a perfect snack for the movie like the food and movie blended into one great experience. I recall watching the 2023 Dungeons & Dragons movie, Honor Among Thieves. That was a good movie, by the way. If anybody hasn't seen that, see it.
I have not seen that yet.
Good stuff. I had a small pizza with red peppers, extra cheese, and a creamy sauce with a cherry Coke and crunch minis, and it was like a heavenly dream. If you can't tell, I'm a fat guy. make that into a Patreon special. Three people make a small shareable dish that they think goes best with the movie and vote which is the best. Well, that's all the brain gots for Jens. What?
Gots for yous? Maybe.
I guess. I don't know.
For y'all.
I can't wait to hear more great episodes. Love y'all. Much love from Pennsylvania. That's right. So he's got downtown, you know.
Downtown.
The Yins is a way of, it's a Pittsburgh thing. Yeah. So much love from Pennsylvania. P.S. Maria says hello. Maria being his daughter who left us a voicemail last time.
Oh, is that the one with Clint? Yeah,
with Clint.
Yeah. So, she was cute. That was like the cutest, like... Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know about
Dr. Raphael.
I don't know about the food thing. That might be hard because I don't know if we could coordinate that here without an oven in the studio. But I think the idea of doing all 12 losers as a poll at the end of the year.
I think that's a good
idea. It's not a bad idea.
You know,
I've heard worse ideas.
I mean, I'd say maybe the loser gets back on the list, but to make the loser into an episode when all of those movies were the ones that people said the least they wanted to see made into an episode.
I don't know.
But, you know, we'll see. We'll play around with that idea.
Yeah, like we don't already have enough like punishments
right. And
gluttony watching these movies.
Right.
Is that the right word?
Exactly. I think it is.
I also like the point that he made too about how they do a live like a show together, like they listen on the Discord.
Yes. Yeah.
And have watch parties.
They do have watch parties.
That's something I think too that at least in my head, I don't hear enough about. Like I love that these guys are doing that on the Discord all the time, and that's so fantastic. So for those people that aren't on, like that's another great reason to join the Discord
for sure.
Because those people, I mean, we're like a family and a community there.
They are,
and so, these guys are doing like they're talking to each other and being buddies
and chatting with us and stuff all the time too.
Yeah.
So it's pretty great. We have a good time on there and it's built a really, really cool community. So hop in and, you know, you can chat with us on there too as well and each other. But if you want to join the Discord, it's through our Patreon. It's patreon.com/badmoviesrule. Yeah. Joe,
just a quick note on the, how, you know, we'll get all like 12 movies, put them together. You know, I take a little sense of enjoyment out of kicking these movies to oblivion. Because these movies kick me
when
I'm down. This is the one time that we get to, like, stick it to these bad movies.
Fair enough.
We put them in purgatory.
I respect it.
I feel like if they're in purgatory, they stay in purgatory. But I like the idea.
Yeah. And sometimes they pick the wrong one. So, like, the one that lost the last poll was Wedlock, a Rutger Hauer movie that I think would make a fantastic episode.
Yeah.
When they have the explosive collars around their necks. And,
yes.
You know, but... That one got the least amount of votes, so it's off the list.
Like in Wild Wild West?
Yeah, exactly. Next email comes from Matthew Foster. He goes, recommendations from Scotland.
Scotland.
Hey, fellas, recently came across the podcast.
Another shrimp on the barbie.
That's Scotland. And thoroughly enjoying plowing through the back catalog. Just finished Rad.
What? Plow through our catalog. Jeez.
Well, weird. It's a lot. To catch up through.
Okay. Can they just like...
You were on Rad, weren't
you? Tiptoe through the... Yeah.
He's riding his bike through Rad. That's what they just finished.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, so. As an avid movie fan of a similar age to you guys, it's like the podcast was made for me. I'm not going to overload you with buckets of crap. Could do that easily. So two simple recommendations for you that I think would be great for the show. Number one, Ninja Kids, Phantom Force. Ninja Kids Phantom Force was released as Ninja Kids and the Samurai Sword in the U.S. This was the go-to film for me and my friends back in the day. Not affiliated with any other Ninja Kid franchise. This was a standalone Filipino film about a bunch of kids who find necklaces which turn them into white ninjas. It has a soundtrack better than Rad, training montages, a giant, and best of all, a breakdancing ninja, a bad movie that rules.
Huh.
Bro.
I've never heard of it.
They take a... It turns them into white Filipino kids ninjas.
Now, does he mean white as in like
I think
Caucasian? Like dressed in white or Caucasian?
I don't know.
They just all turn into Steve Dudikoff?
I don't know. We have to add this to the list and find out now. That one is not currently on. So here's what I'll say. Matt, that one is going on the list. Your second recommendation already is on the list. It just hasn't been spit out yet because it happens randomly by the BMR supercomputer. So the number two was Thrashing, which is a basically Rad with skateboards.
Oh, sure.
Epic 80s classic starring a young Josh Brolin, pre-Goonies, right for the BMR pick. And anyway, let me know you got these, and hopefully you decide to add to the list. Thanks, Matt Foster from Scotland, all the way across the pond. We appreciate you, man. We'll get those things added on the list. Have any of you ever seen Thrashing?
No.
The Josh Brolin skateboard
clips. I've seen part of it, yeah, but I've never seen the whole thing.
That one is quite a few people have asked for, so we'll see if we can get that.
But would it make a good Mentos commercial?
Probably, I'd imagine. Terrence Melvin wrote in, and his subject line is, Leo is the best turtle.
Here we go. Awesome.
Hey, gang, just a reply to your comment from TMNT2, Secret of the Ooze. Leonardo is the best damn Ninja Turtle. I will admit the movie didn't put him in a good light, but in the comic and the 2000 cartoon show, he was a badass.
Sure.
My friend even made fun of me because in the theme song of the first movie, they name Raph as the leader. We also had this friendly rivalry over who was better, Batman or the Ninja Turtles. The Turtles won hands down every time, of course. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Just a dang minute, Terrence.
Yeah.
How Batman, old is Terrence?
I don't know.
Mm.
But he's saying the Ninja Turtles win over Batman?
No.
Did you watch the Ninja Turtle Batman movie, Timo? Oh, that was really good.
So good.
It was
so
fantastic. Good,
Bob. It was very good.
I loved Batman versus Shredder.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Fantastic, man.
Great fight.
Yeah.
Great fight in that
I'm
movie.
The only one that hasn't seen it here.
Though. Oh, it's awesome. So good. So it? Good.
Yeah. It's an awesome cartoon. Yeah. Warner Brothers just smashes cartoons.
Oh, they're absolutely. So I don't know why they can't do the movies, but yeah, they snapped Donatello's arm in that movie.
For real?
Yeah.
That's violent.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that. They made it a little violent, and it's awesome, and everybody loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Where in the other movies, they're like, can't have them doing anything to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So stupid.
They're full Ninja Turtle.
That's awesome.
Tom Kenny, who's the voice of SpongeBob, he's the voice of Penguin in that movie. It's pretty good.
I am going to disagree with you, though, Terrence, because if you're going to tell me that Batman can defeat Superman, but he can't defeat the Ninja Turtles,
yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, I'll agree with that.
I listened to your review of Runaway with Tom Selleck, and you're right. I wanted to knock his son in the movie out within the first 30 seconds. This movie brings back memories because my fifth grade teacher told the class about this movie. Mr. Osterholt. Wow.
Oh, that's a great teacher name.
Mr. O was impressed with the RC car chase, and I believe he said that the person who was a racer at the time, that controlling the cars, was a champion RC racer at the time. I could be wrong. He also got me interested in a little Schwarzenegger, dang, that's hard to spell, film called Terminator. My question is, how does a robot who only had two-finger claw hands able to pick up and fire a .357 Magnum? I mean, if I look at all the robots in the movie that had some kind of arm and hand it with the same kind of arm the elderly used to reach up for things in high cabinets. You know, the little grabber claws?
Yeah.
They had, that's what they were using.
Go talk to Johnny Five.
I don't know. Joe was the one that thought it was plausible, if I remember.
No, I thought it was not plausible.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure that someone on the panel knows what I'm talking about. Bob, if he is there. This robot tech is whack, and the heat-seeking bullet effect was pretty darn good for its time. So that email later, guys. Thanks, guys and gals. Keep up the funny reviews and a boop kiss just like John Ramsey, just not as long. Appreciate that, Terrence. What a great email.
Yeah, that was great.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah, the robot, the claw that the little house robot had in that one was ridiculous. And there's no way it would have been able to hold and fire a .357.
Man. No. And open the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time and all that stuff. No. But I liked that movie. And that's why when you said, it hasn't come out yet, but you said, I finally, after so long, have a good movie. But you were literally just on Runaway. And Runaway is a way better movie than that upcoming movie we were going to be covering.
I love Runaway.
Why do you keep pushing
Runaway?
Your opinion on me, like you're trying to sway me.
Yeah,
you're trying to change what I like.
So, yeah.
Listen,
I don't see the inherent problem.
I am not
with this.
A weak-minded individual. Okay,
no,
you can't use your Jedi James mind tricks on me. Okay, I'm going to stick to what I'm going to stick.
Go ahead.
Look at me when I'm talking to you. I'm going to stick to my guns, okay. And I'm going to like what I like.
I respect
and I'll be damned if I have anybody with a gray beard be looking at me and judging me.
It is gray, isn't it? Oh, crap. How
dare you.
I should have kept an eye on it.
It's dignified.
I like it. I should have kept an eye on it. I will say I liked Runaway. That
okay. I liked the movie, too.
I was going to tell you. I forgot. Yeah. Like, we didn't get to talk about this.
No.
I don't know if it's okay to talk about this on Mailbag.
No.
But, yeah, I did the plumbing for Cynthia Rhodes.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
We brought you up.
Yeah. And
Richard Marks.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like 19 or 20. I was just starting. And right. I was basically a kid. And my favorite story with that, and I'll just share with you guys real quick. I got
sex
there
with her?
Early. No. And I was in the kitchen. They said, come on in. You know.
Was there a little robot spider?
No. That would be awesome, though.
Yes.
But no. So I was just sitting there. And Cynthia walks in and she's like, oh, the movies are late. And like they had Blockbuster movies. And so they were like, oh, the movies are late. We got to take them back. And he's like, oh, that's fine. You know, no problem. And in my head, I'm going, aren't you guys like loaded? Like, why do you care about like
late fees?
Blockbuster late fees? You know, but I guess it's just the principle of the thing.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So all of a sudden we're sitting there and she goes, all right, well, I'll see you later. And he goes, that's cool. I'll be sitting here waiting for you. I'll be right here waiting for you. And I laughed. And he goes, huh? Huh? And he did the whole, yes. So I, of course, go, ah, yeah, I get it. That's funny, you know? And she goes, yeah, it was funny the first 5,000 times I heard it. And I went, behind every good man, there's a woman rolling her eyes.
That's right. I found out they got divorced after the fact. I called her, like, we did that whole episode. I'm like, oh, she's married to Richard Marks. I said it three different times. And found out like 2015 or something they got divorced.
Yeah, so, I mean,
but
yeah, you know, it happens. Hollywood.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
but all right, let's go back to the phone lines here.
Do it.
Greetings, Sully here, back, but this time I'm going to sing to you classic radio hit.
Oh, good lord!
But delivered by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, good.
We've all heard classics like "Oh Dear" by Creed. How about if Arnold sings that? What if you did? What if you lied? What if I avenge? What if eye for an eye? Also, I'm going to ask a question, a lonely, simple question. I'll just ask one question. What if? What if? What if? What if I was your daddy?
What?
Okay.
So I think we've made this point clear.
That was something.
We may regret handing out this number.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Greetings. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. How you doing? You ready to get pumped? I'll tell you what. I'm going to cover that classic radio hit, My Neck, My Back, by Kaya. Yeah, I'm going to give it my best take. I swear to you, it's going to be great. So lick it now. Lick it good. Lick this just like you should. Come on. Come on. Right now, lick it good. My neck. My back. Lick this in my crack.
What the hell is happening?
I don't know, but I feel this song.
This is great. Listening to your James and company. Oh, you're doing such a good job, especially covering my movies.
There's more?
Welcome.
Oh, my God.
This is Schwarzenegger's recording studio. I'm going to give you one of my award-winning covers of many other popular music songs. Yeah, I like to use two words that illustrate the overall same thing. Ha, ha, ha. There you go. I'm going to do a cover of the ever-so-talented Rihanna. I'm going to cover Disturbia.
He's starting to sound like a Japanese samurai.
He does.
What's wrong with me? Bum bum beat 'em. Why do I feel like this? Get to the chopper! That was all. That is all you will have tonight.
These people make fun of you,
what
Bob.
What do you need?
Yep. My point is proven.
Donald Schwarzenegger's recording studio once more. Bob, I hope you got room for my fist. James, one of us is in deep trouble. Both Ryans. Get to the chopper. I'm going to give you my excellent take. I've been full of rocking the summer.
What?
Let me tell you all what it's like being male, middle class, and white. It's a bitch if you don't believe. Listen up to my new CD. It gets me so pissed off, it makes me want to say. It gets me real pissed.
I don't know what voice this has turned into, but it's not
it's
Arnold.
Devolved. It's devolved. Into something. I don't know what it is.
Stop it. It makes me want to say.
It sounds like if Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing Cookie Monster.
Yes.
That is all. That is all you will get. Keep it up. You guys are doing wonderful. I'll give you one of my stogies on your Patreon.
He's definitely pulling a...
yum, 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 yum.
Will Sasso.
Greetings. He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You have five of these.
Wow.
Nicole. You better run for office. You make a wonderful governor. Madela, you better stop teasing me in Keanu's acting. I'm so bored being a grumpy old man. So I'm going to give you another music cover. There's going to be Crazy by Seal, a wonderful R&B singer.
Please don't.
Oh, he's going to.
Oh, we're never going to survive. You're going to be so crazy. Yellow people walking through my head. What in them's got a gun? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The other one.
These are the people that listen to the show.
These are the people that listen to the show.
But it's not me. I'm not crazy. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What number are we on?
That was the fifth. That was the fifth and
good?
Final one.
We good? Oh, thanks. Yes. Okay. Well, buddy, I'll give you. I'll give you 8 out of 10 for effort. I'll give you that. I'll rate that at 8 out of 10, just for passion and effort.
So was that a good call, a bad call, or a bad call that rules?
I'd say that's a bad call that
rules. That's a bad call that rules.
It's definitely a bad call that rules.
I think so. I mean,
Bob,
if we're going to sing songs as Arnold, I think there's one we should do.
Wow.
Yeah. You nailed it, Bob. I'm not going to let that's I'm kind of a loss for words
listen
myself.
Listen to me. I've got the song I want to play for you. Okay.
Turn listen around every now and then.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, okay? Let's go to sleep because I'm just a beast under your bed, in your closet, in your head. Exit lights, enter night. Take my hand. Love you never, never, never.
Do it.
Awesome.
Love it.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
That's right.
Pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Keep it.
If I die,
take it.
I don't want it.
You do not wake up.
I pray the Lord my soul to take.
That's right.
If you can carry it, you can take it. They're so heavy.
Well, I think that's a good spot to end this, guys.
We're good.
So I appreciate
cheers.
Y'all.
Cheers. Nice knowing you.
Thank you for listening.
I'm checking out.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for writing in. And if you'd like to continue to do that, please do so. And we will answer your calls and emails here on the mailbag. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.